RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey, Michelle, it's you and me. And we're going to be talking about six ways your looks are trying to tell you about your health. Six of them, for crying out loud. So we chose six. Ooh. So let's just see how this works. Now, for women out there, how many of you, raise your hand, have thick, dark facial or body hair? What's going on with that one, Michelle?
It's called polycystic ovarian syndrome, better known as PCOS, and they suspect about 10 million women suffer from it, and they don't know it. And it's the androgens in the body that the hormones are out of balance, and you just continue to gain weight, and most women gain weight and act. They have acne problems. There's all kinds of things associated with it, and it goes undiagnosed. So it's something to be very, you know, to be very careful about, and there are treatments for you. There are treatment options, medication, and lifestyle changes that will help you significantly.
Absolutely, and a lot of these things are the use of birth control pills, actually, and that all has to be customized. And it's really important to be dropping excess body weight, because guess what? When you have PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome, you tend to pack on a lot of weight deep inside your belly, just like a guy does. And that's not good at all. It affects everything from fertility to, you know, getting diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. It's not a good thing. So, you know, this is when you need to get in, have your hormonal levels all drawn by your primary care provider, and then get with a customized program. Incredibly important here. Okay? All right. So that's the hairy body and the hairy face issue. And that's what that could potentially be. Now, what about brittle nails? Ruh-roh. We're talking about fungus. There's fungus among us. It's fungus among us.
How did I know you were going to say that? It is true.
Well, it's true. It's like these little fungi, like having a warm, moist layer of skin to feed off. And guess what? That happens to be your nails. And it could be your fingernails or your toenails, especially with all those creepy crawlers in the gym and other places you can pick this up. And you kind of notice that your nail bed's starting to split or crumble at the edges. Ew.
Not good.
Get yourself right into a dermatologist like there's no tomorrow, because it's really important to make certain that you get the appropriate diagnosis as soon as possible. And, you know, sometimes even if your nails are brittle just because they're brittle, you're not getting enough vitamins, for instance, or vitamins that contain keratin that improve nail strength. And it's really important to be able to get the appropriate diagnosis right off the bat. Also, if you're not getting enough protein in your diet, hello, ladies who do nothing but eat, you know, little flakes of lettuce all day. Protein is important. Yeah, that's you, girlfriend. Put down the lettuce right now, Michelle. I saw that. But seriously, protein parts of your body, that's your hair, your teeth, and your nails. Come on, man. You got to have protein to support all this. So there's your brittle nail. Let's go to number three. What about that scaly red patch, Michelle?
Oh, psoriasis. The rash isn't just a skin problem, right? It's actually an autoimmune disorder that can crop up at any age. And so it's inflammation that happens throughout the body. So if you have lesions and you have this, typically it's on the scalp, the elbows and the knees. Those are the most common areas. But moderate to severe psoriasis is also connected to cardiovascular disease. Who would have thought, Pam, right? So you need to, you know, your risk of heart attack goes down when you treat a more severe case of psoriasis, which I didn't know. Did you know that?
Yep.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm a smarty pants, and you know, and that's why I got the big DR in front of my name.
Exactly.
Girlfriend. That's right, man. Well, you know, you've seen Phil Mickelson on his, you know, on those advertisements. They even have this woman who's a blonde model who says, you know, she's had her psoriasis treated, and now she can continue, you know, doing the skin and all that stuff. So phototherapy and their oral and topical meds, but you got to sit down with your primary care provider and get the appropriate diagnosis so you can get rocking on it immediately. All right, let's move to the next one. Persistent acne. Smells like a hormonal imbalance to me. And
it
this
does.
Especially, well, we're talking estrogen and progesterone levels drop during perimenopause. And this is when breakouts start popping up all over again. So just when you thought you were,
over
clear,
it.
Literally, I mean, there you are in your 40s and 50s going, say what? With the face already?
Yeah, it happened to me.
Yeah. It happened to me too. It happens to the grand majority of women because the hormonal balance then tips toward testosterone, and that's right. What triggers the surge in the production of those pore-clogging oils. And that's
exactly.
What it is. So again, get yourself into a dermatologist already. Ooh, the next one, Michelle, dry, blotchy skin. What is that indicative of?
That's age. And we produce less oil that lubricates our skin.
And we need omega-3. We need omega-3 fatty acids, right?
And we definitely need them. And we need the Clear Skin Diet is a book that you can read about this. It's a deficiency. Your skin becomes itchy and blotchy. You need to eat plenty of rich omega-3 foods like walnuts, flaxseed, cold water fish. And if you're still worried you're not getting enough, consider taking a fish oil supplement, right, Pam?
Oh, no, there's no question about it. Omega-3s are where it's at. There's no question about it. And they're good for everything, let alone for dry, blotchy skin. They're also good for your heart, anti-inflammatory. They even help with depression, for crying out loud. Here's a quick little thing. You know why walnuts are great brain food? Well, they look like brains. Look at them.
They do. That looks like my brain.
I know, seriously, a little half brain there.
It's that big.
No. Stop it. They look like a brain, so that always reminds you to stick those little walnuts on your Greek yogurt or whatever you're eating because they're so good for you. Okay, the final one is thinning hair. Michelle, what's that about?
That's a big, big issue for a lot of people, but particularly women. It's hypothyroidism. So it's your thyroid. Your thyroid is out of whack and your gland is underactive and too many of your hair follicles are going into the resting mode. So, you know, you've got to, again, this is an issue where you have to go to a physician and you have to have your blood work done and they need to check what your overall TSH is, which is your thyroid number, and then your T3 and T4. And your hair can return to normal by the time you get this in check. It takes about 6 months.
No question. And, you know, low estrogen can do this. And, and women, if you're getting thin hair, biotin, which is a B vitamin, is incredibly helpful. It was hair and nails.
Hair and nails.
Look it up.
Biotin. Hair, skin, and nails.
Oh, absolutely. It's fabulous because you want to keep up your hair volume, for crying out loud. I mean, things get ugly otherwise. And again, another thing, too, if you're not eating enough protein and if you're under a lot of stress at any age will cause your hair to fall out. So, you know, certainly during the perimenopause and menopause, things are looking ugly anyway. So there you are with the thinning hair. Oh my gosh.
Too much testosterone too, Pam. Too much testosterone can cause
No question about it. Too much. Because, you know, that's that hormonal imbalance during perimenopause. So thinning hair, a scaly red patch, persistent acne, dry blotchy skin, brittle nails, thick, dark facial or body hair. We've dealt with all six of them. I think we did pretty well. What do you think, Michelle?
I think we did great. This is a great segment, and we look forward to doing more.
You better believe it. And more six, and more six. Yes, we've educated you out there in her radio land.
You're listening to her radio.
Michelle King Robeson.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.